Revelation chapter 12. In this whole chapter, which we're not going to go through the whole thing, but this whole chapter is such prophetic insight that it reveals everything. I mean everything. Everything that we need to know. And in this chapter, it exposes our enemy, exposes the purpose of Christ. It exposes the end result of the enemy. Everything in this chapter is so powerful. If you can really take time to read it through and let the Holy Spirit deal with everything that's said in here to you, it will blow your mind. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 1, let's speak it. Everybody there? Now a great sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet. Hello. What's the moon represent? Amen. Because see, the moon is a reflection of the sun. And that's what Satan tries to do. Always reflect Jesus. Amen. Tries to imitate him, but he can't. And here we said it's under her feet. And on her head, a garland of 12 stars. 12 is representation of government. And the stars are representation of angelic beings that are overseeing 12 locations. Then being with child, she cried out in labor and in birth, in pain to what? Give birth. She was about to birth. Who was she going to birth? Jesus. She was going to give birth to the head of the church age. Jesus the Christ, who is the head of the church. Verse 3. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, the great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his heads. Who's the dragon? Everything that comes against Jesus, amen. His tail drew a third of the stars to the angels of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. So she bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Her child was caught up to God and his throne. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was there a place found for them in heaven any longer or in God's presence. So the great dragon who was cast out, he is known as the what? The serpent of old, called the devil and Satan. And what is his main objective? He deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, who is Jesus, has come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. So they're able to deny themselves, pick up the cross, and follow. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. A short time. Again, this was... You know, this is all representation also of the birth of Christ through Mary. Amen. And when Mary was being attacked, even though people didn't see what was going on, it's not so written about it in the Bible how much she was being attacked, but she was being attacked all over the place. The enemy was trying to kill her through the government, and her husband had a hard time believing that, you know, hey, are you all right, man, you know? You sure you didn't have an affair somewhere? And then the angel had to show up to Joseph and tell him what was going on. And then he had to protect her. So, she, you know, you got to be, all of society there was looking at her like, this girl's pregnant without being married. And now it's a common thing. But at that time, it wasn't a common thing. So we got Mary, who gave birth to the head of the church age. Amen. And then, oh, hallelujah. We see that the serpent, the dragon, the devil, Satan, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And what we're not seeing globally right now is the slaying of the dragon. We're seeing it globally. It's the slaying of the dragon. When we begin to understand the dragon and the connections of the dragon and what's going on, it'll begin to blow you away. Hallelujah. So, again, the head of the church age was birthed through Mary, and the serpent didn't want it. The dragon didn't want it. And this Pentecost is going to be the glory. This coming Pentecost is the glory age. It's considered of the glory age. May 24th, 2026, it's Pentecost. Now, 2026 is a prophetic year. Prophetic, what I mean by prophecies that have been spoken, past, have been associated with 2026. 2026 is the year of tremendous change. It's a year of transition. It's a real year of dismantlement. It's a rear. It's a year of slaying the dragon. That's why you're seeing all of this stuff happening. Now let's go a little bit further in John 10:7. John 10:7. Slain the dragon. This is what we're talking about. This is the year of slaying the dragon. In John 10:7, then Jesus said to him again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go out and find pasture. The thief, the devil, the dragon, the serpent does not come except to what? Steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have it life, and that they may have it life more abundantly. The devil comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Everything and anyone that believes in God, Creator, and Jesus the Christ will be attacked. Nations that worship the dragon will be the ones that are the attackers. Think about all the nations that worship the dragon. China is number one. Since the day that the United States was established, Israel was established and recognized as a nation, China has been the number one enemy to destroy, because they worship the dragon. You got China and other nations that worship the dragon, but China is number one. They're the ones that financed it, all of the COVID stuff. They don't believe in God. They worship idols. And what their focus and function is to rule the earth and remove God. That's their function. That's what they want to do. All of these nations that worship the dragon, you got Buddha. Amen. You got many of these nations, Hinduism, India. There's all kinds of nations that worship false gods, which are not gods. but behind them is the dragon. Amen? So we know that in India, Korea, Japan, Asia, and Thailand, all of these places, the dragon is a serpent and a reptilian. And his focus, its focus, is to rule the earth with no God, but to be God. Amen? Genesis 3. Many countries had made covenant with these dragon countries. China made covenant and sent their people into this country. We are the number one importers from China. We are the number one abusers of all materialism. We are the most unhealthy country in the world. Think about this. Why? And doesn't the Bible talk about fatten them for the slaughter? Hallelujah. Genesis 3:1. Let's speak it. Now the serpent was what? More cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. So is the serpent representation of the dragon? Yes. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said you shall not eat, nor shall you touch it, lest you die, or you shall not partake of it. Then a serpent said to the woman, you shall not surely die. So what did? He called God a liar, and the woman should have ran. But he enticed her, seduced her, and impregnated her. And I'm not going to go into all of that right now. Hallelujah. Why? Because he's a shapeshifter. See, people don't understand. Some people have a hard time believing this type of stuff. The serpent, the dragon, the shapeshifter, he seduced Eve, and she produced two children. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 12, please. Glory. Is everybody there? Good. I want you to go back just a little bit. Let's start at verse 1. There's something I want you to see. Oh, that you would bear with me a little folly, and indeed you do bear with me, for I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as chaste virgin to Christ, but I fear lest what? Somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you have received a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. Oh, hallelujah. Now, verse 12. But what I do, I will also continue to do, that I may cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in the things of which they boast. For such are what? False apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostle of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself does what? Transforms, shapeshifts himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also shapeshift themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their work. So we live amongst dragon worshipers. We live amongst demonized individuals. We live amongst disembodied spirits that have taken possession of a body. We live with them. The Bible talks about the tares and the wheat. They are the tares. And the Lord said, man, you're just going to have to put up with them. Because some of them you won't know, and you'll end up killing some of the wheat. Not knowing that they were, you know, thinking that they're the tares. So just let it be. Continue to move forward and let the angels take care of the tares. Does everybody get this? Oh, hallelujah. The devil comes as an angel of light. All these nations and individuals that worship the dragon worship Satan and come to steal, kill, and destroy. So they may be in another nation, even though in this nation, another nation may worship something different. But the ones that are leaders now, look at Iran. These people are all, those people are servants of Satan. Look at all these people that are involved in worshiping a square building, believing that something is in there. It's a rock or from the moon. It's a moon creature. Well, you know, whatever. There's so much false worship. Remember Paul when he went to Asparagus Town? What did he see? All of the worship of false idols. But he said, man, the ones that you worship that you don't even know, I'm going to tell you about them. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. In Matthew 7, 13. Hallelujah. Glory. Slain the dragon. Oh, yes. Is anybody there? Enter by the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who what? Who find it. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their what? Fruits. So you're going to know these nations. What? If they come to steal, kill, and destroy. Individuals that are focused on stealing, killing, and destroying. What's influenced them? Dragon spirits. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree or every tree representing a human spirit bears good fruit. But a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear good fruit. Or bad fruit, sorry. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit. Nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is what? Cut down or its head cut off. Hallelujah. Into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. Now, there's a lot of granolas out there that are nutty and fruity. But doesn't mean that they're just, let's see, what kind of good word I can use? Deceived and maybe a mixed anointing, you know. But many of them don't worship or the dragon, or, you know, they're just goofy. They're granolas, nutty and fruity, you know. Hallelujah. Therefore, by their fruits you will know what? Know them. Oh, hallelujah. John chapter 8, verse 43. Hallelujah. John chapter 8, verse 43. Let's speak it. Jesus says something powerful. He said, why do you not understand my speech or interpret my words? Why don't you understand me? That's powerful. And he said, because you are not able to listen to my words or comprehend them. You are of your father, the what? The devil, the dragon, the serpent. And the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. Think how much the media lies. They are controlled by the dragon. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God. That's why you can't talk to these people. They don't want to hear it. They're still taken captive. That veil is still there. It's like they're in a chokehold. They can't receive anything of truth. Amen. When the father of the devil, he said, you're the children of the devil. Your father is the devil. He's the dragon, the serpent. Go to Genesis 6. Oh, happy days. Starting at verse 1. Let's get to some of the beginning. You know, that's why it's so vitally important, and that's why Jesus commanded everyone to be baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. Because individuals that are not baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit, they're led by the letter and not by the Spirit. And they can't interpret the true understanding of God's words. They just don't get, they can teach it, they can preach it, whatever is here. This is just an open door of deeper things into the river of life. And in this, that's why so many people live in the outer court and not the holy place. And living in an outer court is a dangerous place because outer darkness is right there. But we're to be living in a holy place and most holy place. But so many people out there right now have been taken captive in their minds. They've been deceived, they've been lied to, and they've accepted the lie. And they've turned themselves over to follow darkness instead of light. And they don't even know they're following darkness because they're blinded. And this is what we see right now. They don't realize, you try to try and tell a person that lives in the outer court they have a demon. They don't believe you. They don't believe in demons. They don't believe in devils. They don't believe in these things because they can't rightly interpret the word of God. And they can't see spiritually. Amen? In Genesis 6, verse 1, now it came to pass when man began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born to them. The sons of God saw the daughters of men. Who are the sons of God? Angels. That they were beautiful. Fallen angels. Does everybody understand that? And they took wives for themselves of whom they chose. So these angels put on flesh and came into this reality. The Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants on the earth in those days. How could there be giants on the earth before these angels came in? Because of Cain's lineage. Does everybody understand? Remember, the serpent impregnated Eve. She produced Cain and Abel. One was righteous, one was wicked. Cain produced offsprings. And then when God destroyed all of these giants with the flood, one of the Nephilims married one of the sons of Ham. And after the flood, if you follow the lineage all the way back to Ham, you see nothing but Nephilim race all the way. And still to this day. So they've been able to change how they look. You can't tell them now. Now watch this. There were giants on the earth in those days, and also afterward when the sons of God came into the daughters of men. Amen? They bore children to them. These were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown, huge giants. Some of them were hundreds of feet tall. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Why? Because the Nephilim race had been there for 400 years and multiplied and eventually began to eat humans. That's where. Because why? They were so big that the cattle couldn't survive. There wasn't a meal that was satisfying to them. They were huge and they were eating up everything. And then they began to look at man as food. And now you can get more of this information in the book of Enoch. Now you may ask, why isn't the book of Enoch in this Bible? We got what we need. Amen? You don't think the enemy had a play in some of this stuff? You betcha. You go back to some of the other Bibles that were written or information that was written years ago. Think about this. Here's Enoch that walked with God. For how many years? He walked with God for 600 years, 300 years, whatever it was. And Enoch pleased God so much that God took him. I would say he had something to say. If you walk with God face to face for 300 years, you got something to say. And he wrote all of this stuff down in the book of Enoch. He explained it all, named all the angels. They even came to him and asked for his intercession and asked him to talk to God to rescue them. And he did, but God said no. And now the original angels that went into the women are chained in darkness. But their offsprings that became giants and so forth, God killed them in the flood. And their spirits still remain on the earth. They're called disembodied. That's why this a spirit, one of their demons are disembodied spirits. Looking for what? A body. And they have taken possession. And those who will worship the dragon openly exchange their spirit for theirs. Believing that they've got a better life without God. It's incredible. Anyways, let's go a little further. Verse 6. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So you know the story. Amen. But like I said, one of Noah's sons married a Nephilim. She came aboard the ship when the ark. And after they, the land dried up, they continued on with life, produced offsprings, and Ham's son produced offsprings of the Nephilim race. Somebody get this. Good. Now, again, these are disembodied spirits, demons that enter human hosts, willingly or unwillingly. A person that doesn't have the Spirit of God cannot resist them. Does everybody get that? But a person who's been baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit, can resist them. That's why we talked about keeping the access open all the time. The portal access to God all the time. By worship and praise and speaking a word. Hallelujah. Because these individuals produce inhumane acts, not human acts. There's human acts that, you know, you might consider goofy, but they're not inhumane. Demons do inhumane acts. Does everybody get it? That's why God warned us. And what did he talk about in the book of Romans? He warned about those who refuse to accept the truth. And he let them go in a debased mind. Women with women, men with men. Why? Those are inhumane acts. Raping of children, those are inhumane acts. Why? Because dragon spirits are there, or you might say the Nephilim spirits are there. Amen? And they're exposing themselves, not knowing it, by their what? Fruit. You'll know them by their fruit. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians 2, verse 1. Glory. Is everybody there? And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Who is the prince of power of air? Satan, the dragon. Serpent, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ, for by grace you've been saved. And raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace, God's plans, you've been saved through faith, that not of your own selves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his what? Workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Walk in them. Therefore, you walk in them by what? Keeping the portal access open. 1 John chapter 3. Everybody okay? Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 3. In verse 7. Little children, let no one what? Deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are what? Manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God. That's simple enough. Now, he didn't say anything about practicing good and evil, did he? He said practicing righteousness. So you'll see those that promote good and evil, but they can't promote righteousness because they're not of God. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Hallelujah. Not as Cain, who what? Who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. Don't marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. So we know the children of the devil and the children of righteousness. And again, here it was expressed that Cain was of the wicked one. In other words, he was an offspring of Satan. 1 Samuel 17, verse 50. First Samuel 17, verse 50. 1 Samuel 17, verse 50. You know, Israel was fighting the Philistines. Amen? They were worshippers of the dragon. And so their armies were gathered together to come against Israel. And they sent out their main warrior, Goliath, who was a Nephilim. So you know they were servants of the dragon. And he tormented their minds for days. And nobody would come out and challenge him. And David brought food up to his brothers that were involved in the army. And he heard this Philistine cursing God. And he said, why isn't anybody doing anything about this? Well, you got to remember, David had the anointing now. He had the kingship anointing that Samuel laid on his hands on him and anointed him. So he was carrying the kingship king, the kingship anointing. And when he heard that, he was furious. He said, what are you guys doing just standing here? Why don't you go out there and kick his blessed assurance? Somebody needs to stand up and do something. He said, if you won't, I will. And they mocked him because he was a young kid. He couldn't even, and the king finally heard. He said, well, come on, put on my, all right, go ahead. You want to go out there? Go ahead. You ain't going to make it, but you can wear my armor. He couldn't even wear his armor. He was like, I can't wear this stuff. So he went out there with what God had armed him with, not what man armed him with, what God armed him with. Slingshot and a stone. There should be a teaching on that one day, you know. Just slingshot and a stone, man. In verse 50, so David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone and struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore, David ran and stood over the Philistine and took his own sword and drew it out of his Seth, and killed him, finished him off. And then what did he do? He cut off his head with it. Oh, slaying the dragon's head. And when the Philistines saw that their companion, their champion, was dead, they booked. Now the men of Israel and Judah aroused and shouted, and pursued the Philistines as far as the entrance of the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell along the road to Shamaron, even as far as Gath and Ekron. So anyways, David killed the Philistine, the giant, from the lineage of Ham. Cut his head off just like a serpent. That's what we're supposed to do. And now we're cutting the heads off China. Hello. And all their alliances that are servants of the dragon. God has called Donald Trump as a warrior. He's leading this war to cut the serpent's heads off, to cut the dragon's head off, to slay the dragon. Listen, it's not a political moment, it's a biblical moment. We're not talking about politics just to talk about politics. I could give a hoot. But I want the righteous in office. I want the righteous to lead this country. And I want all the wicked to go to prison. I don't want to see them all in hell. I'd like to see them repent and make it to prison before going to hell. But they're going to pay the price because no one outruns God. And all those that are involved in inhumane acts, only God can rescue. Amen. 1 Corinthians 4. First Corinthians chapter 4. In verse 1. Oh, glory. Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ. In other words, we are servants to the anointing. And we are stewards of the mysteries of God, revelations. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. But with me, it's a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself. For I know nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this. But he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the heart. Then each one's praise will come from God. We are mysteries. We are servants. We are stewards of the mysteries of God. Amen. And servants to the anointing. Now, the new year, biblical New Year, is March 19th and 20th. We're coming to it. Very close. We're coming to the next. Remember, we started from Purim all the way to Pentecost as a time sequence, a marker sequence. So March 19th to the 20th is the New Year Day. April 2nd and 3rd is Passover. And April 5th is Resurrection. Now you've got May 24th is Pentecost. Those are marker days. And in between these days, we're about to see a tremendous transition. Things are going to be released. The dragon's head, the serpent's head, are going to be cut off in many areas. You know, one of the things that we're cutting off right now is oil supply to these countries. Think about that. Black, it's oil. It's black blood. Dark blood. They're being cut off because they've got to. They need that to survive. That's why they're taking over that strait and taking the land and so forth. I mean, they're blowing up their oil facilities. Iran is being dismantled totally. It's a shame. But they provide Cuba. They provide all of these other nations that are socialistic, or actually what you might call Nephilim worshipers. So all of these nations that are involved in all this dragon worship that they don't even know they're worshiping dragons, they're just worshiping false gods, are losing their oil. They're losing their supply. They're losing their lifeline. And they're going to turn to this country and its alliances for help. Canada, Mexico, all of these, Cuba, even Iran. The people are crying out for help there, aren't they? Heck, when U.S. attacked Iran, they were jumping for joy. It was a regime that's corrupt. It's the innocent people that get, you know, hurt. Which is a shame. But welcome to the earth. It's been going on forever. That's all we can do is pray. So we know that there's a special event getting ready. Look at the first is the 19th and the 20th. And you can expect something to happen tremendously. It's going to be a worldwide awakening somewhere along the line. Who knows how it's going to happen? I mean, I really think even U.S. attacking Iran has been a worldwide awakening. I don't know what God's got in plan, but we need a divine intervention for things to turn right. Without God's divine intervention, things can't turn right. Amen? Praise God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. Hallelujah. However, we speak wisdom among those who are what? Mature. Yet not the wisdom of this age nor the rulers of this age who are coming to what? Nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For if they had known, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. Oh, was that hidden from them? But as it is written, eyes not seen or ear heard, or entered in the heart of man, the things what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of God except the Spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except for the Spirit of God. Now, we have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. And I'm going to close at 1 John chapter 1. First John chapter 1, verse 5. Glory. Everybody good? Everybody hot? Good. Hallelujah. Verse 5, please. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from what? All sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. You know how many people I talk to that tell me they don't sin? It's incredible to me. Oh, I don't sin. Well, let me slap you and see what happens then. Hallelujah. Verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. See, that's why, because their word is not in them. There is no conviction. They have hardened hearts, seared conscience. It doesn't mean we're not going to make mistakes, amen? But you make sure you repent. Keep that portal open, so you may stay refreshed and renewed and reconnected. So, Lord, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed, and we thank you for preparing us for things to come. We thank you that your prophetic timeline is according to your divine order. Have mercy upon us. Let your grace abound and continue to fill us, dress us, and possess us with deliverance, healing, and salvation. in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Praise God.